You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Another day, another Locked On Pac-12 podcast. We're keeping you locked into the Conference of Champions. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. We're getting closer and closer to the Pac-12 football season, so we're bringing you a breakdown of the top 10 receivers in the conference. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, content programmer for Bleacher Report and former Pac-12 track and field athlete. Today, my co-host is none other than Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. What's up, Brian?
Just another great day here on the West Coast, hanging out with you, talking Pac-12.
The best, right? The best. This is why our weeks are so great.
Exactly. Every single time you and I get together to record, it's always going to be a good day, good week, good whatever. So.
I agree. Okay, so Brian, you and I have discussed these wide receivers and how they rank heading into this new season. Obviously, things will probably change, shift, switch as the season comes along. But, you know, it's preseason. We're just throwing some little what we think would be the rankings ahead of, you know, the start of the season. So starting things off in that number, should we go down like from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
We're here. We're all about the drama here, right? So we got to build that drama, right? We'll start with 10.
Okay. All right. Well, starting with 10 then is Gary Bryant out of USC. Now, I'll just preface this right now and say this. Like, USC has a good amount of receivers on this list, which bodes well for them and their offense. He comes in on this 10th list because he has potential. We see things there, but it's not all there just yet.
Yeah, highly ranked recruit coming out of the 2020 class. You know, he's a guy that had a lot of explosive plays in 2020 for USC, even though he was a newcomer, quote unquote. And the hardest part about, I think, picking a wide receiver from USC's wide receiver core is where do you start? There are so many talented guys, and this has been the MO for that position group for a long, long time, not just recently. This has been the story at USC for forever. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yep.
I got you. I know we draw blanks here too often. My bad. But yes, I get you.
There are so many good wide receivers that when I'm bringing short circuiting, I mean, there's Robert Woods, there's Marquise Lee. There's all these guys that are playing in the leagues right now. This is a group that I think Gary Bryant is that going to be that next guy up. He's going to step in and replace what Amon-Ra left behind. And it's, you know, I think right there on the cusp of this top 10 is a perfect spot for him.
All right. Well, going to number 9, because we're going to keep things moving. You know, we got to get through all 10 in this little short time of our show. Number 9 is Michael Wilson out of Stanford. He's a former four-star recruit from Simi Valley, which is, if you don't know, it's like maybe 40 to an hour out of LA, just to give you a, you know, a little, trying to figure out where he's from. He had 1,067 career yards, and they should look to get the ball his way this season. What are your thoughts on Michael Wilson?
A prototypical Stanford wide receiver, right? You know, you talk about he's going to get more balls his way. It's because Simi Fehoko has now moved on to the NFL. Another guy that's just that big, physical, explosive wide receiver. Michael, not quite as big, 6'2", 210. He'll have the benefit of having Osiris next to him, another St. Brown. Yes, that's right. There's multiple of them. They're all over everywhere. And he's going to have a really strong opportunity. Now, he's going to have to anchor this offense a little bit as they will be breaking in a new quarterback. But the good news is that there's plenty of weapons around him. Austin Jones at wide receiver. Austin Jones at running back. And obviously a David Shaw offense is going to have some explosive ability. They're going to have that great returning offensive line, returning four or five starters. So that'll be very impressive for them. He is a guy that comes highly touted, though. He was a Polynesian Bowl MVP. He, like you mentioned, prepped at Chaminade. So he's played on big stages. This should be nothing new to him. And, you know, the fascinating part about this list is that you're going to have a slew of guys here in that kind of lower tier that any one of them could shoot right up the list into a top three, top four spot.
That's why I said this is like a ever changing list, in my opinion. I feel like these rankings are going to shift week by week. We're going to see some players play amazing, and then one week, you know, they fall off, and we're going to have fun updating these. This is going to be a fun little series to continue throughout the season. All right.
This is one where I think like you and I are working on maybe doing a little, maybe we do a little fantasy something, you know, like a power ranking with wide receivers. Cause I think this is a position group that we really do need to talk about more with the Pac-12.
Yeah, 100%. There's so much talent there. You know, I feel like just because we have this ranking now, doesn't mean that these players will remain on the list, you know, for top 10. We'll definitely see some people, you know, step up. And I feel like that's the best part too, right? Seeing the evolution of players and how they just develop in their seasons.
Who's going to be the next star?
We got to win.
Got talent.
Right. Well, speaking of stars, let's move on to Devon Williams from Oregon. He comes in at number 8. It's funny because it says that Devon Williams slightly outperformed Johnny Johnson last year. Now, Johnny's a little higher up on our list, you know, but I think those are things you take in consideration, but it's like one season won't completely drop you down. So it just kind of boosts Devon Williams up and made him someone to look out for.
Yeah, it's short season. He did lead the team in receiving yards of 286. That's not a big number by any stretch. But I do think that Johnny Johnson is the better talent in terms of returning experience, production, everything else. He's really shown it. I'm from the Darren Williams state of Utah. So every time I try to say that stuff, I do it wrong because Darren had it wrong. It should have been Deron. But that's an issue for another show. Devon transfer from USC, right? So he's mixing the coastal regions here by going from the Trojans to the Ducks. But he and Johnny should be a dynamite combo up there for Oregon. Whoever it is that steps into that starting role at quarterback is going to have some targets. He's a big dude, 6'5", 207, and he plays big too. Another guy that's going to be a lot of fun to watch this fall.
So right now it's looking like USC and Oregon might have the stronger wide receiver core from what we're seeing from our list early on. We're not done yet to share as far as sharing, but what we know, Brian, it's looking like those two are going to be the main contenders.
Not a big surprise in my opinion. Those are probably the schools with the most talent at the wide receiver position, and they recruit that position well.
This is true. All right, well, this is just the beginning of our wide receiver ranking list. So what we've given you so far, you can head on over to betonline.ag and make some bets about who you think will be leading the Pac-12. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Okay, now back with our second tier of wide receiver rankings. You know what? That's something we need to figure out. What we're going to name these different tiers. We do have to figure that out, but we don't have to do it today. But in the future, we're going to have these tiers listed out. Something creative and fun. So it's like still you get the point, but like, you know, be a little lighthearted.
whatever the top tier is, that's got to be the Keyshawns, right?
The Keyshawns. I feel it. Okay, so coming in at number 7 is someone we've already kind of mentioned earlier when we were talking about his teammate, and that's Johnny Johnson out of Oregon. He was a breakout player for the Ducks in 2019 during their Rose Bowl run. He caught 57 passes for 836 yards. And so one thing we just were talking about is Oregon is not short of receivers, and it's almost going to be a big, not even almost, it's going to be a big competition between that wide receiver core within their team, let alone the Pac-12.
For sure. And Johnny comes back as a Pac-12 honorable mention, all-conference selection. This will be his 5th year. So he's a guy that's got a lot of experience in conference, knows what to expect with all the different teams that they're going to play this fall. But he's also a really talented guy, 6'1", 199, comes out of Arizona. Chandler High School down there has been a factory for talent for a while now. As a junior, had a breakout performance, I think 2020, he, like everybody else in the conference, got a little bit hosed, I guess would be the best way to put it, because they just didn't play enough games. And so they'll all have their opportunity to show out. But I think it just goes to show how much talent is in the Pac-12 this year. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we're not giving enough credence to the fact that a lot of guys do leave early to go to the NFL. And with all these guys returning, it should be really fun and explosive and loaded with talent.
That's a great thing, Brian. We remember we're trying to push the narrative, stop sleeping on the Pac-12. So the more talent we have coming out of the Pac-12, going to that next level, just proves our point that, you know, we deserve to be in those national championship conversations. Coming in next at number 6 is Raynard Bell out of Washington State. So, you know, I'm proud right there. One thing is he has a smaller stature. He's only 5'8", 162 pounds, but that's not really stopping him from doing anything. He's already had a great career with the Cougs, putting up 1,653 yards and 16 touchdowns. So one thing you and I have been talking about is this redevelopment of the Cougs offense and just how we expect to see some changes made. It's not going to be the air raid offense that, you know, Mike Leach had. Nick Rolovich is, you know, putting his stamp on that Cougar system. So what do you think Raynard Bell will accomplish in this upcoming season with this new offense?
I think this is his year to shine for sure. They're going to have some quarterback options to throw to him. We're not sure exactly who it's going to be, but it really won't matter because I think the system fits his skill set well. You mentioned he's a smaller guy, but he can find space. And once he gets into space and he gets the ball in his hands, he can make things happen. He's an explosive guy. A lot of that quick twitch that people love. My wide receiver coach in high school used to call it sprinkling a little sugar. And he's got bags of it when he's out there. So Raynard Bell, an exciting guy, also a conference honorable mention last year, tied for 4th in the conference with 33 receptions in just 4 games. So you know that he's going to be that safety valve, that reliable wide receiver for the Cougs, and they're going to throw the ball. So it should be a big season for him as well. I think this is probably a good spot to have him too, like middle of this top 10 pack.
It's funny because the one concern with Washington State for me now is it hasn't been the offense in a really long time. It's been that defense, but we'll get into that another day. Whole nother issue. Moving on to number 5 is someone you'll like to see on this list, Brian, Britton Covey out of Utah. I'm going to let you do us the honors and tell us about Britton Covey. You know, That's your forte.
I mean, he's been around in the Pac-12 long enough that everybody should know the name. He's been there since 2015, served an LDS mission for 2 of those years. So he hasn't been playing for the entire time. But another one of the small soldiers out there making it happen with the shimmy and the shake. He's another all Pac-12 caliber wide receiver, and he should be the feature corner of this Utah offense going into this season. It's going to be he and Brant Keithy that are going to get the bulk of the receptions, I believe. So He's also an explosive punt returner, kick returner, been a big part of his game at the University of Utah, been a big part of what the Utes have done. So it'll be exciting to watch him come back. Hopefully this will be his last year, but who knows with Dr. Covey. He is collecting those AARP benefits, as he likes to joke. So maybe that'll allow him to stay for another year. He still has eligibility. So
I was going to say, has that proven to be more beneficial towards your offense or is the Utah offense having someone that's been there, the experience, all of that?
I think it has. I think the big question with Covey is always, can you stay healthy throughout the entire season? He is very small. He's politely listed at 5'8". It's probably a little bit smaller than that, 170. And it benefits him because he can make defenders miss. But when they do get a hold of him, he does take a punishment. He is a smaller guy, but he is tough as nails. He'll fight through everything. And he is, without a doubt, a fan favorite here in Utah.
All right. Well, while we're talking about shorter guys, we have another one out of Washington State, Travell Harris. He's only 5'9", 182 pounds, which is seeming like a trend here in the Pac-12. The short, quick guys are getting some love. Now, he was AP's All-Pac-12 second team in 2019, and he's totaled 1,249 career offensive yards and definitely somebody that makes moves on that special teams. What are your thoughts about Travell, I guess, alongside alongside Raynard Bell? Sorry.
It's that's our thing, right? We names and us just don't go together. We like, maybe it's because we have a little too much fun, I don't know, but Travell Harris is another guy that likes to have fun out there on the football field. I'll tell you what, he is shifty as can be, very explosive, a legit speed guy, and I think he and Bell are a great fit for that offense up at Washington State. Smaller guys, shiftier guys that can get into space and create holes in opposing defenses. And that's exactly what Nick Rolovich's offense wants. And when these guys get the ball in their hands, they're going to get loose and cause a lot of missed tackles and create big plays. He's a kid that comes to the West Coast from Tampa, Florida. So he's got that real legit Southern speed to him, but he also caught 30 passes last year. So there's no doubting the production.
All right. Well, coming up next, we will round out this rankings with the top three that you should look out for at the start of the season. Before we get too deep into that, I got to let you know about rockauto.com.
Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Okay, Brian, we have made it to the top three of our wide receiver rankings. Now, this one is probably a little more obvious, I guess, if you're following the Pac-12. I feel like I've seen multiple lists list these three as the top three to look out for out of the Pac-12. At number three is Kyle Phillips out of UCLA. Now, before we started this, Brian didn't have a lot of love for Kyle Phillips. I'm going to let you know that right now. Let us know why, Brian.
Well, I mean, part of it is game recognized game, right? And when you have those wide receivers out there that have dominated your team a little bit and maybe shown off in front of you a little bit, maybe that kind of hardens some of your feelings in your heart. But there's no doubt about Kyle Phillips. He's a talented football player, and he knows it. He plays with a lot of confidence. He plays with a lot of swagger. And I have nothing against swagger. I, just like respect the defense every now and then, my friend, you know. So, but, you know, had a solid 2020 campaign, had another good campaign in 2019 with 60 catches. He led the team at UCLA with 38 catches overall, has 100 career catches while at UCLA. Just a production machine. And, you know, he's a slot inside guy who really can get loose and cause defenses some nightmares. So you got to keep your eyes open for where Kyle Phillips is at on the field.
See, as a Trojan, I would be more scared and nervous about going up against them if we didn't have the top two on this list. And that takes me to number two with Brew McCoy out of USC. He was the 9th ranked player in the nation as a recruit and definitely lived up to the hype as a freshman in 2020 with 21 catches for 236 yards. He definitely has the opportunity now to be even more of a playmaker for the Trojans with them losing Amon St. Ra Brown and Tyler Bonds. So what are your thoughts about Brew McCoy?
He's as advertised, right? A 5-star quality wide receiver, had a little bit of a bumpy journey to get to USC. Started there, went to Texas, came back, and you can't fault a guy for being a little bit confused about where to go, but I think he's where he belongs now. 6'3", 220, he is a physical specimen, like so many wide receivers before him, you know, an absolute beast, great hands, very explosive, tight route runner, everything that you want in a wide receiver, Brew is there. He's going to be in the right system for him. You know, that Graham Harrell air raid is going to get him balls. It's going to get him production. And he's going to be out for blood against Pac-12 DBs. There's no doubt about that.
And at this point, I definitely think the rest of the Pac-12 should be nervous to face USC when it comes to that offense, because, like I said, not only are they occupying the two spot here, they got the one spot as well. And that goes to Drake London. Now, I feel like it's just looking at his stats and his size and everything, it's kind of obvious why you would choose him as the number one receiver going into this Pac-12 season. He's 6'5 and 210 pounds. So he's clearly the Trojans' primary receiver. He has the stature of an NFL wide receiver already, which makes it more difficult for those DBs, because, you know, DBs technically aren't really tall, really big guys. They tend to be around that 5'10", 6'2 range. You know what I mean? Like, the taller DBs are around the 6'2", 6'3 range. They're not really that tall. So Drake almost has a stature of a tight end.
He does. And he has the moves and the ability and agility of a guy not nearly his size. I think that's part of the reason why he's able to be a dual sport athlete, as he does dabble with the basketball team as well. But he's explosive. He can get downfield in a hurry. He can get up in a hurry. And when you're 6'5 and have elite hops like that, it is a nightmare for defensive backs. You've got to be physical with him. But even then, when you're trying to be physical, he does a good job of getting off the jam. That's why he's so highly regarded. It's why he's likely to be a first-round pick. It's why he's likely to join all the legion of Trojans up there, you know, the Michael Pittmans, the Tyler Vaughns, everybody else who's made it onto that next level. You know, when we talk about the Keyshawns of the Pac-12, he fits into that mold, and he's got the swagger and the juice to go along with it.
All right, now
USC Trojans very longingly too, like, as someone who's like, man, what would it be like to have a guy like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on over to the dark side. Yeah. No? Okay. You still want to take this bet, Utah versus USC? It's going to be so interesting. I cannot wait for that week. I cannot wait.
It's going to be so interesting. Either way, we're both going to win, because we're likely going to be there together hanging out in Southern California, and that's going to be impossible to beat.
Yes, and get our tacos per usual. Okay, make sure you listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey. It's featuring analysis from the GOAT of NBA mock drafts, Chad Ford, and Odyssey NBA experts Brian Scalabrine and former general manager Ryan McDonald. Our Locked On NBA local experts will make selections and trades for your favorite basketball teams throughout this week-long special event. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. You can also follow Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Utes on the Odyssey app. And then follow along on Twitter at LO underscore Pac-12, at underscore Cindy Robinson, at Brown Bear SLC, all of the Twitter names I have for you. Make sure you follow along to keep up with the Pac-12, NBA, playoffs, food takes, whatever else we can name. We're here to give you the fun and excitement. So make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.